You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Our devotion to Jesus must take precedence over our devotion to family. Learn more in week 3 of I Wish Jesus Didn't Say That.
We are now on our third week of our preaching series, I Wish Jesus Didn't Say That. No? And we've been talking about the hard sayings of Jesus, yung mga sinabi po ng ating Panginoon na parang mahirap intindihin o mahirap sundin. But because Jesus is our Lord, no, sabi nga niya, how can you say to me, Lord, Lord, you can't say to me, you're my Lord, unless you do what I say. But because Jesus is our Lord, I believe we are able to do what He commands us to do. So for the past 3 weeks, tiningnan po natin, nag-aralan po natin yung love your enemies. Okay, tapos last week po yung sell all you have, sell all your possessions. And then today, we'll be talking about, sabi ni Jesus, hate your family. No? So parang shocking, no? Hate your family. So tingnan po natin sa Luke chapter 14. Let's all stand as we read chapter 14 of the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, verse 25 to 27. Now great crowds accompanied him, and he turned and said to them, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." Everybody say, my disciple. "Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." Let's pray. Lord God, salamat sa iyong salita ngayong umaga. Neto, we pray that your Holy Spirit will open our spiritual eyes and hearts so we can understand your word and be able to apply it in our own lives. We thank you for your presence with us. Thank you for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. You may take your seats. You know, Christianity is not always easy. Christianity is not an easy way or easy believism religion. Some people think that being a born-again Christian is just a fad. It's just a craze or parang nauuso lang. And it's easy to make a quick decision to be a Christian. And that's what Jesus is trying to dispel when he talked to the crowds who were following him while on his way to Jerusalem. Kaya binigyan niya yung challenge, no? One of which is, sinabi niya, how you can be a disciple. And one of that is to how to hate your family. So parang Jesus is not making it easy for people to just follow him haphazardly. No? And there's talking about the easy life. No, there was a Russian comedian by the name of Yakov Smirnov. I think a few decades ago, no, when he came to America for the first time, when he came to the U.S., he had a culture shock, no, because he wasn't ready, he wasn't prepared for the wide variety of products that he saw in the grocery store, in the supermarket. No, parang first time lang niya nakita. He says, "On my first shopping trip, I saw powdered milk, and you just add water and it becomes instant milk. No, you get milk. Then next product I bought, I saw powdered orange juice. You just add water and you get orange juice. And guess what the next product I saw? I saw baby powder. You just add water, what comes out? Baby." So I thought to myself, what a country, you know? And and life is not always that easy, you know? That's why Jesus, when he saw large crowds who are following him, where he was trying to dispel this this belief that it's easy to be a disciple of Jesus. And Jesus was not impressed when he saw the large crowds. No, he was not concerned about his popularity rating. No, hindi siya concerned about SWS survey results. No, kung kung tatakbo siya, kung mananalo siya, no? There were thousands of people who were following Jesus because he was giving them free food, free cheeseburgers, french fries, tilapia, no, Spanish breads, encimada, di ba? He was healing the sick, casting out demons, raising the dead, performing miracles. And Jesus was being followed by thousands. And so he challenged these crowds. And he told them that there is a cost to following him. May presyo. There's a price that you have to pay. And that's contrary to what promoters of clubs or organizations. So if you're a president of, for example, Rotary Club, Lions Club, Tigers Club, or fraternity, diba, you would make a pitch. No, you will share the benefits. If you join this club, no, you will. If you join this fraternity, you will be protected. No, but that's not what Jesus did. No, he told them that there's a price. He told them how difficult for people to follow him. No, because there are challenges, and there's a price, there's a cost, and one of which is this challenge. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. So dapat raw kamuhian mo, no? Hindi ang sino umibig sa kanyang ama, sa kanyang pamilya, mahigit sa kanyang buhay, sa kanyang sarili, mahigit sa kanyang, sa sarili niyang buhay, nang higit sa kay Jesus, ay hindi magiging tunay na alagad niya. So, Jesus turns to the crowd and tells them in the strongest possible terms, no, unless a person hates his own family, he cannot be a disciple of Christ. Now, the word hate literally means to abhor, to detest, no, kamuhian, no, to oppose. And so it's a shocking term. Parang nakabigla yon sa mga nakarinig kay Jesus. Now, how can Jesus, who teaches us to love our neighbor as ourselves, to even love our enemies, how can Jesus teach us to hate our very own family? Because Jesus is pointing us to the people who are very close, who are very close to our hearts, no? To the people who are dearest to us. Di po ba? Yung mga ang ating pong sariling pamilya ang pinakamalapit sa atin. Our families are the people who are closest to us. So how can Jesus say that? No, I wish Jesus didn't say that. Parang ganon. By the way, how many of you here love your family? You love and treasure your own family. Raise your hands. No, how many of you here you are worshiping the Lord? You're serving the Lord together with your family. No, kasama niyo yung pamilya niyo dito sa Victory. Raise your hand. All right. How many of you are still praying for your family to be saved? Raise your hand. All right. Maraming pa rin. So, our family is our treasure, our loved ones, no? And by the way, if you're a parent here, no? How many parents do we have here? Parents, you po, kayo po yung magulang. Ah, marami, no? So, do you know the love language of your children? No, meron pong book, there's a book, The Love Languages, no? It's for married couples. No, if you haven't read that, I recommend that book for married couples, no, so that you'll know what's the love language, yung the avenue where your spouse can see and understand love. It could be affirmative words, affectionate through words, encouraging words. It could be through affectionate touch, no, through touching. It could be giving of gifts. It could be acts of service, no. And my wife and I were just talking about, I think when we were eating dinner, no, I think yes, last night, Ben. And we have two sons, no? And our eldest son, his love language is encouraging words, no? He appreciates when we pray for him, we pray for our sons before they go to sleep. And also I give, and also yung affectionate touch, yung touch of love, yung minamasahe ko siya, yung panganay namin bago siya matulog or pagkagising, no, pag yung body massage. That's his love language. He appreciates that. Our second son, ang love language naman niya is acts of service, no? Pag pinaglilingkuran mo, when you do something for him, or, and also gifts, no? When you give something, a gift to him, no? That's his love language. And speaking of gift, no? Merong isang tatay, tinanong niya anak niya, "Son, what do you want for your birthday? Ano bang birthday wish mo? What's your birthday wish?" And the son thought about it, and he thought, "I want a Mac, a really big one. Daddy, gusto ko ng Mac, yung malaking Mac." No? Okay, so the next week, birthday ng anak, "Happy birthday, son! Here's your Mac!" A big Mac. No? So he didn't clarify. No? There was a misunderstanding, no? Miscommunication. In the same way, I believe we should avoid misunderstanding, miscommunication about what does it take to be a true follower of Jesus. Ano bang talagang picture? How can we define the marks? How can we define a true disciple? What are the marks of a true follower of Jesus Christ? So let me share to you three things that Jesus say about those who should follow him as their Lord and Savior, as Lord and God of their lives. The marks of a disciple under the Lordship of Christ. Number one, a true disciple loves Christ supremely. A true disciple loves Jesus more than anyone else, more than anything else in this world. Luke 14 in the Amplified Bible, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father, mother, in the sense of indifference to or relative disregard for them in comparison with his attitude toward God, and likewise his wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life also, he cannot be my disciple." Now, Jesus used a strong word to emphasize the kind of love that we should have for Christ. And that's the meaning of hate here. The hate means to love less. So it's not just to abhor, to detest, or to have animosity, but to hate means to love less. So our love for Jesus compared to our love for our family is compared to parang to a hate, no? To the degree of love, hate. And so our love for Jesus is supreme compared to our love for our families. Now, the Lordship of Jesus means that we will love God more than, supremely more than our family. No, every other love is insignificant. Now, this is a tall order, and it only it's consistent with the greatest command. Ano po ba yung greatest command? Pinakamahalagang kautusan. The greatest command is to love our God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. No? So this is consistent with God's greatest command. So parang may comparison, no? Diba? To hate is to love less. There are certain foods that you love to eat, and there are some foods that you hate to eat. Diba ba? Ano ba yung mga paborito nyong ulam? What are some of your favorite foods to eat? Ano yung mga paborito nyong ulam? Ano yung masasarap na ulam na paborito po ninyo? Adobo. Okay. Ano pa? Sisig. Okay. Ano pa? Ha? Ano? Chicken joy? Alechon. Uh-huh. Ano may mga ayaw naman yung kainin? Foods that you hate to eat. Ha? Huh? Okra. Ano pa? Ambalaya. No? Okay, mga gulay, broccoli. No? Pero we still need those foods, no? So there's hate and love comparison. Ganun din. Jesus comparing our love for God and our parents, parang hate and love. No? Sabi nga ni Jesus, Matthew 10:37, "Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." Now, Jesus did not literally mean to hate or abandon our family. No? He's just making a comparison. Our allegiance, our love, our devotion is first to Jesus. He is our priority. No, he's our first love, our first priority. And In fact, Jesus himself, he obeyed and he honored his parents. He was a son of a carpenter. No? At sinunod niya, kanyang mga ginalang niya, kanyang mga magulang. He even rebuked, he corrected the Pharisees, the teachers of the law, the scribes, because of their tradition. Sinabi niya sa Mark chapter 7, Matthew 15, you have heard the command, honor your father and mother, but you teach these people that they are not obligated, they are not required anymore to respect or take care of their parents once they have given the korban, the gift, or if you give funds for the temple. No? So, sinasabi ng mga Pharisees, hindi na kayo required na igalang at kalingain ang inyong mga bagulang kung magbibigay na kayo ng pondo sa templo. No? So, that's why Jesus rebuked them and censured and corrected them, because their tradition invalidated the Word of God. So, what does Jesus mean? It means He is a contrast of our love. And that's why we should not still have to love and respect our family and take care of our family. And that's why Paul reminded us in 1 Timothy 5, if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. No? So, kailangan po natin kalingain ang ating pamilya, ang kamag-anak. Kung hindi, ay mas masama pa tayo sa hindi nananampalataya. Now, so if our love for Jesus is supreme, is superior above all else, then what kind of love should we show to our family? Kung mahal po natin si Jesus, anong klaseng pag-ibig, anong klaseng pagmamahal at kalingaan dapat natin pakita sa ating pamilya? What kind of love? It's the God kind of love. You know? It's the love of God that we have to show to our family, because the love of God fills our hearts. Siyempre, overflow lang yon, papakita natin sa ating pamilya. So kung dati, before you're an unbeliever, diba? Before you didn't know Christ, dati rebelde ka, sumasagot ka, you're disrespectful. No, but now, you set an example. Okay, thank you. You set an example of obedience and respect to your family. So, loving our family means having to speak the truth in love, no, to our families. No, because we love Jesus, we obey His commands. Sabi nga Jesus, if you love me, you'll obey what I command. And that's why when we see something wrong, no, with our children, we have to correct them. We have to discipline them. In the same way, no, if children see something wrong to their parents, yung nagkukulang sila, they can speak the truth in love, no, to their parents. Meron ang interview si Manny Pacquiao. No, how many of you are praying for Brother Manny, no, next Sunday? Do you know he's a born again Christian? No, so he reads and memorizes the Bible, and meron po siyang paalala sa kanyang ina, no? He has a reminder to his mom. In interview siya, anong masasabi mo sa boyfriend ng ni Mami Junisha, no? Sabi niya, kung akong tanungin, mas piliin muna natin ang matakot tayo sa Panginoon, na masaya ang Panginoon, hindi yung piliin natin yung sarili natin, kung anong gusto ng katawan natin. No? Yun po ang payo, paalala lang ni Brother Manny, ha? Sa kanyang ina. No? I think he's doing his best, no, to share the gospel to his mom. Ang pag-pray natin, masave si Mommy D. No? At manalo si Brother Manny. No? Because God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. No? Kaya maging humble po tayo. Hindi hambog. No? So, a true disciple loves Jesus supremely. Number two, a true disciple lives for Christ exclusively. Meaning, we are living this life for Christ and not for our own selfish will or desires. Sabi sa verses 26-27, if anyone comes to me and does not hate even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear or carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. So a true disciple lives for Jesus and not for his own selfish will or desires. A true disciple will take up his cross. No? And what's the cross? The cross is an instrument of death. No, it's a form of death penalty during the first century. Pag may nakita silang pumapasa ng krus, when they saw a man carrying his own cross, he's going to his own death. No? He is about to die. So, it means Jesus calling us to die to our own selfish will, selfish desire, selfish ambition. No? Not all believers are carrying their cross. No, some believe, some people they are just Sunday only Christians. Did you know that? Or they call submarine Christians. No, on Sunday mornings they will come out. No, but on Monday mornings they will sink deep. No, into the world. No, and live like people in the world, secret agent Christian. No, you cannot do that. No, hindi ka pwedeng, you can't deny. Hindi po pwedeng i-deny. So when Jesus said these words, carry your cross, he was on his way to Jerusalem. He knew he was about to be nailed and crucified on the cross. And that's why he issued this challenge. No, are you willing to suffer the same suffering, the same persecution that I endured? No, carrying your own cross meaning you're ready. No, to be marked, ready ka na tuksohin. No, you're ready to be branded as a born against, or you're out of your mind, or lumuwag na yung turnilyo, or ba't ka kumala sa religion natin. No, dito na tayo pinanganak, dito tayo manganganak. No, are you willing to suffer the humiliation, the rejection, and persecution? You know, there's a quote by Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the author of The Cost of Discipleship, a German pastor and theologian. The cross is laid on every Christian. Okay, it's a challenge to every Christian, the cross. The first Christ suffering which every man must experience is the call to abandon the attachments of this world. No? Jesus wants us to reject the sinful lifestyle of this world, because sin destroys our lives. It is the dying of the old man which is the result of his encounter with Christ. As we embark upon discipleship, we surrender ourselves to Christ in union with his death. We give over our lives to death. So ang totoong disipulo raw, totoong alagad, a true disciple, someone who has died to his own selfish will and to the attachments of this world. Namatay siya sa makasalanang pamumuhay, sa mga bisyo ng mundong ito. No, he has disowned that sinful lifestyle. And that's why some people, some Christians, sometimes they are hindered by their families. No, are you going to live for your family? Are you going to obey your family? Or are you going to obey God? No, sino sa inyo na-experience yun na nung student kayo, pinagbawalan kayo ng parents yung pumunta sa Victory or sa church. No? Meron ba? Okay, some of us. And meron nga, iba, ayaw allow ipabaptize, water baptize, or ayaw pa attend din sa Sunday service. Yung iba naman, very creative, no? Para ma-invite nila yung parents na, Mommy, Daddy, I want to invite you to Robinson's this Sunday. No, we will eat in Pizza Hut, in Shakey's. Ako, iti-treat ko kayo sa KFC. No? And pagkatapos, may dadaanan tayong concert. No? May live band. Libre. Oh, Daddy, libre. Oh, libreng concert. And then, meron doon club. No? Meron kayong sasakali kayo sa isang club, isang group, the Season 1's club. No? Mahilig silang magkantahan. No? Video, okay. Oh, pataasan ng score. Papakilala ko kayo kay Pastor Ed. No? Ayan, no? So, ayan nila, na-invite dito, no? Sa Victory. No? Be creative. Now, do you want to hear a testimony of how a man loved Jesus supremely more than his family? How he lived exclusively how he lived his life for Christ exclusively, despite of the opposition he received from his family. Let's hear the testimony of our campus missionary, Dean Pasava. Okay, Dean.
Thanks, Pastor Vince. Ako po ulit. I'm just going to share one part of my life wherein I had to make a choice between God wanting me to do this and my family wanting me to do this. And for the record, gusto ko pong unahin na to, hindi ko po hate yung family ko, okay? Love ko po sila. But there was this time when I was entering into campus ministry, into full-time campus ministry.
What year was that? 2012.
And then, hindi nila naintindihan kung bakit ko gagawin to. And they were thinking na I'm out of my mind, and why are you going to do this? Pinag-aral ka namin to be an engineer, and yet you're going to full-time ministry, and hindi pa po kasi sila believers . And then I knew that I heard from God. I was sure about it that I was going to campus ministry, and at that time na nag-start pa lang po ako, I was starting to raise my partnership team so that I could go into full-time ministry. I was an incoming campus missionary. That happened. Na nangyari, disagree nga sila with that, with my decision of going to full-time. Pero I was firm on my decision because I know I heard from God. And it was hard for me. Na at that time, madaming nangyayari sa pamilya namin. And it turned out na yung mother ko, sobrang overwhelmed na siya nung nangyayari sa family namin. Tapos ganito pa yung tatahakin ko, ganito pa yung gagawin ko, ito yung decision ko. She came to a decision na paalisin na lang ako sa bahay namin.
Pinalayas ka?
Opo, ayoko man sabihing pinalayas ako, pero ganun nga yun. Uh-huh. Ganun nga yung nangyari.
Uh-huh.
And it was very hard for me, especially I heard from God, but I love my family, but I had to honor what God has told me to do. And I stood to my decision. I went out of home and nagrenta ko dyan sa isang maliit na apartment somewhere in Cainta.
Uh-huh.
And then
for
8 months I was there. Uh-huh. And then also at that time na umalis ako sa amin, and then I came to the School of Campus Ministry. Doon na rin ako nakatira. And after pero during the graduation, ito yung graduation picture ko with my family. They were there. My family was there. My parents were there, my mother was there, and yung dating di niya naiintindihan, hindi niya pa kasi naiintindihan. Overwhelmed with all the problems we had in our family, tapos hindi niya pa naiintindihan yung decision ko. When she was there, my dad and my mom, my family was there in the graduation, they had a glimpse kung ano yung ginagawa ko sa campus ministry. And they saw the value na ito pala yung ginagawa ng anak ko. It was good. And for them, okay, we got reconciled. And then, pero from the time na wala naman po ako sa house namin, there were times na nakaka-connect pa rin naman ako sa kanila. Pero at that very moment, yan yung naging reconciliation talaga na I was na. I'm now living with them again, okay? And love naman nila talaga ako. Okay? And love ko rin naman sila. And it just came to a point that I had to take my stand on the decision of honoring God before them. And I knew na at that time, mas mahal naman ni Lord yung parents ko kesa sa the way that I can love them. But right now, I would just want to honor what God wants me to do, and so that I could honor my parents, and God honored my decision of honoring Him. And ayan po, parang that's a delight to see that picture that they were with me as I graduated in the School of Campus Ministry.
And then are they coming to Victory?
From time to time, they're coming here in the services, and please pray with us as a family. Yung mga sisters ko naman po, they're all saved. They're with me in the church. Mm-hmm. Pero yung parents naman namin, we're praying for them. So thank you po for just pray with me as well, as eventually they would surrender their lives to Christ. Thank you po.
Praise God. Thank you, Dean. Dean po, nung graduate po si Dean sa School of Campus Ministry, ay nakakuha po siya ng award, Best in Preaching Award. Wow, no? So, galing, no? Praise God. At ilan ba kayo sa batch noon, Dean? 30? 30? Wow, no? So, Best in Preaching. Ako naman po, I was blessed to be born in a Christian family. And so, after my graduation in also, I took, we are pares po kami ng course ni Dean, ECE, Electronic Cute Engineer. No? Electronics and Communications Engineering pala. So sabi, my dad knew that I have a calling from God. No? And so, sabi niya, but we had an agreement, no? My dad and I had an agreement that I should first take the board exam. No? And praise God, I was able to pass the EC board exam. And after that, kasi nga, dapat daw, sabi ni Daniel, dapat ma-validate yung pinag-aralan ko nung college. No? Parang closure, no? So, and he support me all the way until now. No? My dad pala, he's in the U.S. No? Right now. He was, after he retired from the Supreme Court, he was appointed as part of the Judicial Council of the Methodist Church. So meron po silang meeting sa U.S. mga 3 times a year. No? So, praise God, I was blessed. I'm blessed with a Christian family. So, a true disciple of Christ lives for Christ exclusively. He loves Christ supremely. And number 3, a true disciple follows Christ loyally. No? Our loyalty belongs to Jesus. No? Our life, our love, our loyalty to Jesus is reserved to Jesus. So that means we are willing to give up everything. And meron tayong loyalty that we will follow Jesus unswervingly, no, wholeheartedly until the end. Hindi tayo titigil. Hindi tayo mag-give up. We won't give up. No, hindi tayo titigil if we encounter pressure or persecution. Sabi nga ng verses 28 to 33, for which of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. So, ang isang tao ram, magpapatay ng condominium o skyscraper, he would first estimate the cost. No? Ang isang contractor, isang construction company, dapat alam nila yung cost. No? So, if not, they will not start building. Another illustration is, or what king going out to encounter another king in war will not sit down first and deliberate whether he is able to with 10,000 army, no, to meet him who comes against him with 20,000. And if not, while the other is yet a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. No? So isang hari with an army of 10,000 soldiers, pag nakita niya doble yung kalaban niya, he will think twice, mag-iisip siya. And that's why he will just negotiate. No, he will send a peace panel, no, not the BBL, kasi unconstitutional po yun, no. Anyway, nalihis na naman tayo. So, he will just make peace with that coming king. And then verse 33, so therefore any of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. So, Jesus just saying that he wants us to continue and not be incomplete, no. He wants us to finish this race that we have, that we are running as a follower, as a disciple of Jesus. Don't be like that the man who constructed the tower who is not able to finish. No, dapat tapusin mo. No, finish the race. Be a wholehearted disciple until Jesus returns. And that's why in order to be a disciple, we must be willing to give up everything for Jesus. No, everything that it's not aligned with the plan and the will of God for our lives. If our family is opposing us, then we have a choice to obey God, no, more than our family. At the same time, we have to pray and intercede for our families, no, that they too will come and serve the Lord with us. And so the main point I want to stress with you today is the Lordship of Christ means that our love for Jesus is supreme above all relationships. No? More than our family, more than our loved ones, no other love will compete with Jesus. Our love for Jesus is second to none. No? Our life, our love, our loyalty belongs to Jesus alone. And the Lordship of Jesus means that a disciple loves Christ supremely above all human relationships. And let me just end with this story from our church in Cambodia, from the missions report. Our missionary to Cambodia, Jennifer Ramos, with two of her disciples, the story of how she was able to reach out to Faya and V. No, si Faya and V, sila po ay high school students sa Monivong, sa Batambang, Cambodia. Batambang. Lapit lang yan sa Bayambang. No? Pero ito po, yung ang capital po nila is Phnom Penh. No? And so, Phnom Penh Church sent an outreach team, INLI students, to Batambang. No? At nakita nila through these students na na-train na sa ating Phnom Penh Church na nag-outreach sa Batambang, no, nag One Life to Live outreach sila. They heard their testimonies of the disciples. Nakita nila yung paano nagkaroon ng confidence, na feel nila yung love of God kasi pinag-pray sila ng mga estudyante from Phnom Penh. And as nung paalis na sila, they were touched, no? These two girls were teary-eyed, and they made some friends even for a short time. And so the Holy Spirit touched their hearts, and they were amazed how the people from Phnom Penh were so friendly and confident. And sabi ni Jen sa kanila, I told them they were not like that before, no? And but God changed them. Do you want also to know the God that we serve? And so they did, no? They want to know the God that they're serving. And so the Jennifer shared the one-to-one booklet and even shared about creation, because Buddhists have zero knowledge about Jesus. And so both Faya and V surrendered their lives to Christ. But the challenge is, if you become a Christian in Cambodia, you will be considered like a traitor in your family and community. No, yun po ang challenge na dapat nilang i-overcome doon. And so, but nevertheless, they saw the truth in the Bible, in Jesus. And so they gave their lives to Christ. They're done with one-to-one and victory weekend. And they follow, these two ladies followed Jesus as Lord and God of their lives. No? So, more than their family, more than what their friends would say, or community would say, they gave their life to Christ. Because Jesus is our life, is our first love, and our loyalty belongs to Him. Let's pray as we thank God for His word. Maybe music team can lead us. Worship team will lead us in worship. Father God, we thank You for Your word. And we thank You, Jesus, for what You have done for us. Thank You for laying down Your life for us on the cross. And that's why, right today, we can also give our lives to You. And so, Lord God, we even pray, Lord, that we will be able to surrender every part, every area of our lives to You. And we also pray for our families, that they too will be saved, come to the knowledge of the truth, and serve the Lord together with us.